Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Sota, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hei, Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnah is being learned Bischos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi Pesach Refan Druziv Gahagon Bekar of Mamish. And so now we talk about the Pesukim that the Kohen reads for her. As we had said, there's four different Pesukim: Bamidbar, Perek Hei, Pesukim Yutes, Chaf, Chaf Aleph, and Chaf Beis. The first two are called the Shvua, and the next two are called the Allah, the Curse. And at the end it says the Amar Ha'isha Amen Amen. She says Amen twice, and the question is, what's she saying Amen on? The basic understanding is obviously that she's answering Amen to what he's saying. He's saying Lashon of a Shvua, and when she answers Amen, that basically means she's saying, yes, I'm making that Shvua. And when he reads her out the Alois, the curses, and she says Amen, she's answering, yes, those curses are going to happen to me if I actually did an Avera. What we're going to be discussing now are the specifics that she's answering Amen to. And that's what the Mishnah says, Amahi Yameris Amen Amen, what's she answering Amen Amen to? And here we have a number of things. Amen Allah Allah, Amen Allah Shvua. Number one, as we said, she's answering Amen to the Allah and to the Shvua. Also, Amen Me'ish Zeh, Amen Me'ish Acher. Amen to this man, the reason why she was schlepped to the Beis HaMikdash, because she secluded herself with that particular person. And Amen even to a different man that we don't know about. Also, Amen Shalai Satisi Arusa Nesuah Shemeres Yav Muknusa. She's saying Amen that she didn't stray from her husband as an Arusa Nesuah Shemeres Yav Muknusa. And also, she's saying Amen Shalai Nitmesi, Amen that I didn't become Tame, that I didn't actually do an Avera with him. And Vim Nitmesi, if I did do an Avera with him, Yavayubi, the waters should come into me and do their job, giving me the punishment. Now, if Meir adds on that, when she's saying Amen that I didn't become Tameh in the past, she's also saying Amen that I will not become Tameh. Meaning, according to Meir, even if she walks out of Beis HaMikdash free and clear because she didn't do an Avera in the past, if she now does an Avera in the future with a different man, the water is going to all of a sudden work. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, continuing to discuss this, Hakol Shavin says the Mishnah, everyone agrees, She'ena Masna Ima, that he can't be Masna with her, which means he's not able to have her say Amen to the Shvua that the Kayin says in regards to the following. Loyal kadim shetis ares, v'loy al me'achas shetis garish, not on anything that she did wrong before she even became an arusa, meaning before she got engaged to her husband, and not anything that she did wrong after she got divorced. What does it mean after she got divorced? So this is talking about where the husband divorced her, and then in the state of being divorced, nistra la'achar v'nitmeh, she secluded herself with a man, and she became tameh, v'achar kachach zira, and then her husband remarried her, loy ha'masna ima, he's not able to be masna with her, he's not saying amen that she didn't do anything wrong while she was in the state of being divorced. And why is that? So the Mishnah clarifies, Zaklal, this is the rule. Kol shatibol, v'loy ha'isa asura loy, loy ha'amasna ima. Any situation that if she lived with this man and that wouldn't make her asur to her husband, so he can't be master with her about that time. And therefore, if she's mezaneh even before she becomes an arusa, or if she's mezaneh after she gets divorced and then she remarries her husband, those two times, again, before marriage or after divorce, are not included in this amen of hers, because having znus at that point in time doesn't asur her to her husband. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, and Bays. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.